I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, November 7. Coming up, 100 acres of Irish potatoes to be planted in St. Thomas. PIOJ study shows employers willing to hire hearing impaired, and Wigton Wind Farm Limited opens renewable energy training facility. The details after the break.
High schoolers, are you the champion we're looking for? Enter the JIS poster competition and find out. Create an 11 by 17 inch poster based on the theme Jamaica's rich sporting heritage. Participants may submit entries for either the illustrated or digital categories. Lots of prizes to be won. For submission requirements and other information, visit jis.gov.jm, call 926-35904 extension 2137, or send an email to heritageposter@jis.gov.jm.
Deadline extended to Sunday, November 13.
Now the news. Preparation is to begin immediately for the planting of Irish potato on 100 acres of land in the Plant and Garden River Agri-Park in St. Thomas. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says all the inputs will be provided for the more than 20 active farmers in the park, with the delivery of seeds to be made within 2 weeks.
And with that, we are also going to arrange that the Irish potato will be marketed by a company. So once that company markets the Irish potato, they will then take out the cost of the seeds, the fertilizer, and the other inputs, and they will then get the profit.
Mr. Hutchinson was speaking with farmers in St. Thomas during a tour of the parish, which was affected by recent heavy rains. He says the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, will manage the assistance process. Potato cultivation is a major thrust by the government to achieve full self-sufficiency and stability by April 2017. Wigton Wind Farm Limited has opened a renewable energy training facility in Rose Hill, Manchester. The Wigton Renewable Energy Training Lab will deliver practical and theoretical courses in solar thermal, photovoltaic, concentrated solar and wind power. It will also offer courses in small hydro, bioenergy, fuel cells and energy conservation. Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the training component of the wind energy facility is part of the government's thrust for capacity building, creating energy solutions, reducing threats to the environment and growing the economy.
I am sure that this lab will open doors to huge opportunities in this sector. It comes at a crucial time when Jamaica is enjoying significant investments in our renewable energy sector, as well as seeking to incorporate renewables in our rural electrification plans.
The resource center was developed with a $4 million grant from the British High Commission in Jamaica and support from the Renewables Academy in Germany and the OPEC Fund for International Development. A recent study commissioned by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, has shown that a majority of private sector organizations are willing to recruit persons with hearing impairments. 94% of persons interviewed under the School to Work Transition for the Deaf study say they believe members of this community should be given similar opportunities, inclusive of employment. The findings were presented by social research consultant Carol Watson-Williams at a stakeholders meeting at the PIOJ's head office in Kingston recently.
So it is not just a matter of learning the sign language. It is also a matter of growing in your understanding of how persons who are deaf navigate this world and being able to accommodate that whole culture in your organization. But most employers who had employed deaf persons had positive experiences in doing so.
The study, administered under the Government of Jamaica World Bank Social Protection Project, was conducted from February to October 2015. It targeted 160 institutions involved in various industries across Kingston and St. Andrew, Manchester and St. James. And the government has mandated the HeartTrust NTA to expand its community training intervention CTI program to more areas across the island. State Minister for Education Floyd Green says the move is to ensure that all unattached youth have access to training opportunities.
I don't think I can overstress the importance of the role that you all play in getting into the communities. That is why this theme and what we do here today is very critical. The Partnership for Education and Training, the imperative for growth and development.
Minister Green was addressing the HeartTrust NTA's Community Training Interventions and Special Programs Symposium and Awards Ceremony in downtown Kingston on Friday. The event was held to motivate, inspire, and recognize CTI coordinators and instructors who have demonstrated excellence in their field and to identify regional projects that exemplify excellence. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.